Welcome in to the last edition of Film Room Friday, although we're going to have plenty of film segments to come here on Jaguars.com. But this week, I'm going to show you a few different things. But first and foremost, what a difference a player can make in one play to another. And I'm talking about the same play, but different players. Let me show you. Against the Houston Texans, Arian Foster got hurt, and then Alfred Blue, his backup, comes in the game. Look at this play, right? It's a little zone. Okay, look at Alfred Blue. Fighting in there, trying to get in that crease with Red Bryant. Okay, decent game, maybe 3.5, maybe 4 yards. Okay, let's go back at the early part of the game, and Arian Foster's running the same thing. Do you think players can make a difference? I think it's pretty obvious right here how great of a player that Arian Foster is and how players can impact play significantly by their talent level. Arian Foster is a great football player. One of the guys on the Jaguars defense that continued to show an ascending level of play, young linebacker Telvin Smith. 31 tackles in the last two games. So let's go back to this play that Arian Foster had, and I want to point out Telvin Smith and a few other plays as well. Okay, watch Telvin. He's the middle linebacker on this play, so he's got to take care of his responsibility first, which he does. And then when Arian Foster cuts it back in Big Red, kind of gets left out of his shoes there. Look at the speed by Telvin Smith closing. This guy has serious talent, and I can't wait to see him get better in the future. And watch Telvin Smith on this first and 10 play. He's the backside linebacker, and you know, linebackers always do those bag drills where they jump over him. There it is right there. And Telvin Smith, great closing speed and way to lay off the running back so you don't get a penalty going out of bounds. Here's a third and one. Telvin Smith, backside. He's too quick. He beats the block of the guard, gets past him, and look at him. Shoots through that hole like a rocket, makes the tackle. Now, it's a first down, but you love the closing speed of number 50. If you saw earlier this week on Jaguars.com, I talked about the it that Blake Bortles has, the ability to elevate his play at crunch time. But some of the things that he has to do better are the routine things, and he needs to make routine things look routine, which will come in the offseason. But let me show you what I'm talking about. And the Jaguars were 0-for-11 on third down against the Houston Texans, and here's one of those third down opportunities. Just a simple out route by Mercedes. Okay, and it's too far. Look at it. The location is too far away from Mercedes. Mercedes, if he just catches it or if the ball is on target, he doesn't have to do anything. He's got the first down. But the ball is slightly outside, not allowing Mercedes to do anything with this ball or to make the catch. And here's a second and 7. Clay Harbor's the tight end on the right side, running a crossing route. And linebacker Whitney Merciless falls down. Blake Bortles has got a little bit of pressure. Okay, but if he makes this throw, all of a sudden Clay Harbor could have a 20 to 30 yard gain. This should be a routine throw. But sometimes with young quarterbacks, there are no such things as routine throws. But in the future, these things need to be and look routine.